shoots. And so there was that. But there is no question that this is consistent with 21st century policing, which is having more people who are in the field, who are not carrying firearms, who are there to help resolve conflict in the community or address issues of criminality, but not related to emergency situations. So the kinds of things that are described in Exhibit A, which are the kinds of things that I've been talking about for at least 3.5, maybe 4 years at this point. We haven't moved off that ball at all.
My apologies, Mayor. My question was more to if any of our community boards, commissions, or committees had given input on the development of this job description.
But we don't usually have community engagement on contract negotiations. Okay. That's the job of HR, and it's our job to know what's going on in the community and to give them direction, but that's why we have executive sessions.
Well, I haven't had the pleasure of going through police union bargaining.
Oh, oh, you're going to have that pleasure.
I am so excited, and thank you, Commissioner. I appreciate that. It sounds like we took what advocates said they wanted, and then we developed the positions. That is all. Thank you.
Further questions?
If I could just add to that,
you bet.
The issues with the contract that people were so upset about was, one, paying an extra $6 million, a 9% raise, in order to get rid of the 48-hour rule and to encourage recruitment, and two, body cameras and whether the officers would get to see the footage from the body cameras. This was not one of the big arguments. In fact, it was completely non-controversial. Everybody said, yes, this is a really good thing. We think we should do it. So I think it's really important to make that clear. Actually, I'm looking at Dan Handelman. You're right. Dan Handelman always has some concerns about various things, and so it was included in the things that you said. But as a general matter, in terms of things that people were yelling at me and giving me death threats for, this was not one of them.
Yeah, I'll just speak for myself. Most of the community feedback I've gotten on the PS3s is, what the heck's taking so long? Get on it. So here we are. Any further questions? Sue, please call the roll.
Hugh Daly.
First, I want to note the differing opinions we heard from community members today. We have some that want us to disarm our entire police force, and we have others who don't want these officers to be unarmed because they don't think it's safe. So, as usual, we can't please all of the people all the time, but I honestly believe this is a positive step forward and will do good for the community and for the Bureau. The path to today's vote has not been easy, nor has it always been clear. It's important to me to acknowledge, as I mentioned earlier, that this was a result of a hard-fought victory by community advocates. I also want to honor the Community Service Program, as it was then called, which was a significant reason that one or more of my colleagues approved the 2016 Portland Police Association contract. I believe it's important for us to follow through on the implementation of a program that has been promised and in development for the last 2 years. I am one of those people that has been asking, why is this taking so long? And the program will continue to evolve. I want to make a few final points before I cast my vote, mostly to clarify confusion in the community. And I wanted us to take the lion's share of the responsibility for that confusion. We are not doing a good enough job informing the public, let alone engaging them and meaningfully involving them. And I think it's crystal clear that, especially in issues that come when it comes to the police bureau, that we can never do too much. So I just want to acknowledge that. The PS3s are not the same as mental health first responders. They were never intended to be mental health first responders. I believe we need more of both, and I want to see clear steps that move us in that direction. The PS3s, however, will improve police service by helping to address the increasing number of low and medium priority calls, meaning that high priority calls are gotten to faster. equally important, I hope the PS3s will improve community relations by normalizing the idea within PPB and throughout the city that every call for service does not require a response by an armed officer. Two, I'm disappointed once again by Daryl Turner's mischaracterization of the city's actions and the true job function of the PS3s. I am now officially asking for a report in 1 year that can be shared with the public that will demonstrate the outcomes from this initiative. Three, I am not convinced these positions need to be represented by the PPA. I understand that Council made this decision in 2016, but I believe AFSCME, SEIU, or potentially a laborers' union would be better suited to represent positions PPA has no experience with. I will expect to revisit the PS3 program when we begin to negotiate the next police union contract. And I intend to also engage other unions to see whether there may be a better alternative. Four, and finally, I want to flag a concern with the fact that the section for minimum qualifications, and I brought this up earlier, specifically calls out military service as acceptable job experience. I fully support efforts to create employment opportunities for veterans, and I understand we, by law, have to abide by the veterans' preference policy. However, I hope that hiring committees will consider the intent of these positions, community desires, and give equal weight to a diverse range of job experiences, such as social workers. It's clear that the work is only beginning. I want to give special thanks to Nicole Grant from the mayor's office for getting us to this point. I look forward to having meaningful engagement with my colleagues and the community as we chart our path forward together. I vote aye.
Fritz.
Thank you for all those comments, which I support, Commissioner Udaly. Thank you, Mayor Wheeler, for bringing this over the first hurdle, not really the finish line, because there's more to do. But after 2 years, we are going to be able to start this program up. Thank you, Nicole Grant, for your, I would say, tireless work, because I think it's been very tiring. I appreciate it very much, as well as yours, Gerald Gaddison, and Mark, and Captain Hurley, and the Police Bureau. Contract negotiations, you never get everything you want, and I think there was some discussion about whether having the Portland Police Association represent these folks was the right choice. My concern about that has only been confirmed with the misrepresentation by the police union and the amount of time that it's taken to do this, and that will certainly be part of my consideration when we start up contract negotiations again. But again, that contract was about increasing the pay, getting rid of some of the most egregious problems in terms of discipline and other grievances, with a view to adequate staffing of police, both sworn and unsworn officers. Because we, in other venues, when we go out into the community, oftentimes when we have community communications here at council, we hear from people, why are you not looking after us in our neighborhoods? We hear, why are you not responding to our calls when there's so many people, police officers downtown at demonstrations? And this will help. We do have more sworn positions now. We have more positions. We have 90 vacancies now in the sworn positions, so there's still more to do, but still we have more officers, more positions than we did in 2016. And so to my mind, at least part of the intent of the contract has been successful in improving our staffing, and I know that this is going to help more. And I do want to thank Mary Sipe for, as usual, your thoughtful testimony. You mentioned park rangers. That was part of one of my concerns in the discussions over the last many months, that we not duplicate, in particular that we not make these positions such that they would poach our park rangers. And I think that, Jarrell, you've done a really fine job of doing that in partnership with the Parks Bureau staff. So thank you for that. And I'm relieved that we're finally getting going on this. Thank you to Christina Nevis and my staff who works on police issues, and Tim Crail, my chief of staff, who was one of the chief insisters on having this program in the contract. Aye.
Fish.
Well, I want to begin by thanking the mayor in his opening statement and then the panel for clearing up a lot of the confusion. And I share Commissioner Udaly's ongoing concern that we find ways of better communicating with the public and with key stakeholders. I will say in the 10 years I've been on this council, it's never been more difficult. for a variety of reasons, some structural, some just the nature of the world we live in. But I do think that this hearing served a useful purpose in clarifying some of the issues. So I want to thank everyone who participated. And I just want to be very clear. The community advocated successfully for the creation of these positions. We agreed to fund these positions in the last budget. Today, we're taking the we also previously crafted the positions, and that came to us over the summer, the classifications. Today, the action before us is whether to amend a contract with the Portland Police Association to actually implement these classifications and move this project forward. A piece of a reform agenda which is long overdue, and as the mayor noted, he not only ran on this, but there's been a sense of impatience on this council about us rolling this out. That's the step we're taking today. And following this vote, we need to implement the program, and we need to show some success to the public, and if necessary, make changes. So with that understanding of what brought us here, I vote aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I just think, as has been said by my colleagues, I think these jobs are designed to reduce conflict in the community, but also to make the job of our highly trained police officers, who we spend a lot of time and money in getting them to be highly trained and skilled, to do their jobs better, too. So I think this is a good program, and I wish it all the success. Aye.
Wheeler.
There have been two important waypoints that we've passed this week related to public safety in the Portland Police Bureau. And I'll tell you, as mayor, there is nothing that I do or that my team is engaged in that is more fraught with peril than police matters. And I think I've been crystal clear that I have a lot of respect for Chief Outlaw and the men and women of the Portland Police Bureau. The job they do is extremely difficult and often dangerous. But to strengthen the police bureau and keep it relevant and make sure that it continues to be a leading bureau, we also need to be accountable, and we also need to be responsive, and we need to be reflective of the community that we serve. Earlier this week, we had the first meeting of our community group, the PSEP, and it went very well, and the conversation for those who participated was positive. And they picked their leadership, and the feedback I've received has been overwhelmingly positive. Here we are now supporting the PS3 program, which, as many people have said, it's a beginning. Yes, it's a waypoint, but it's a beginning. But I think it's an important beginning, and I think it's a strong statement about how we want our police bureau to evolve in the years ahead to become stronger, more connected with the community, more relevant, and more accountable. And what both of these waypoints have in common, the PSEP earlier this week having their first meeting, and this today, is that Nicole Grant has been running the traps on both of them. And that is not to say that everybody else in this room, all of you who are here on this panel, we couldn't do it without you, without the expertise, the leadership, the support that you brought to the table. But this woman has bled this project. She's cried this project. She's fought hard for this project. She's advocated tirelessly for this project for the last 2 years. And I've watched her do it. And it's been a thing of beauty. Nick, I owe you, I'll call it a mini apology or maybe one beer paid forward. I interrupted you during your testimony. I will not do that again. That was rude and unprofessional, and I apologize. However, I was jazzed because this is something I've really been talking about a lot in the community. But you deserve a shout-out today for your leadership and your contributions to the community. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you.